welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. My name is David Kitchener, and I'm the Managing Director of All Things Media Limited, the company that brings you Essential Install magazine and the EI Live exhibition, amongst other projects. This podcast series has not only been dedicated to specific industry topics. The last two recordings were about an integrator turned distributor and the effect lighting has on our well-being. So, for this podcast, we are producing something different again. We are focusing on a specific company called Develo, founded in 2002 in Germany and 2004 in the UK, and is represented, I understand, in over 19 countries. Effectively, Develo are all about internet anywhere, and they boast that their power line system is the fastest in the world. So, let the team tell you all about it. Today we're joined by Peter Huddleston from Develo.
Hello, and thank you very much for inviting me.
We're also joined by Rod Slater, who is the head of smart tech at Exertis One. I love that title, by the way, Rod. I think that's great. They are the distributors of Develo, and I quote, "your one team for smart installers." Welcome, Rod.
Thank you, David, for inviting us.
So, before we get into how fast you can whiz these ones and zeros around, Peter, can you give us some background as to it, how it all started at Develo?
Yeah, Develo started in 2002 in Germany, the high-tech city of Aachen, by Heiko Harbers and his team.
Is it high-tech, Peter?
It is, actually, because it's kind of got a lot of students who study science and engineering.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
And the idea totally was to make home networking very easy, very smart, using the power line. The power line inside the house using the electricity wiring. Now, being based in Europe, we always thought that power line seems to have a lot more credibility and usability than possibly some of our American areas of home networking, where in Britain and Europe, we've got strong, thick buildings, infrastructures. So power line networking seemed to work really, really well in our areas, our living environments. So over the last nearly 18 years, we've won over 550 awards. We've sold over 42 million adapters worldwide. And, you know, we're still making history as the market leader in power line technology.
And in the UK, you began in 2004, I see.
Yeah, that's right. We started in 2004, a couple of years later. In those days, the technology was pretty low level, but quite groundbreaking at that time, basically because of, you know, the speed of the networking. You know, I can remember trying these 14 megabit Develo power line adapters on the, you know, into the household system. And it was kind of like quite revolutionary for quite a lot of people when I was showing it to people, both in the press and in the sales channels, because people really didn't think it was going to work. But that's the humble beginnings of what we've got.
I noticed you call it making history, and of course you call it the magic range. Great title, I think.
I think something to point out about making history is Develo and Powerline Technology connected the world's first set of consoles and set-top boxes to the internet. You know, when the Xbox first came out and the PlayStation and Skyboxes, they had a network connection, but it was LAN. And I remember a lot of the sales in the early stages, in the early parts of the marketplace, were people absolutely screaming out to connect their consoles to the internet in some way. So don't underplay it, David. Your products, sorry, Peter, your products really kind of kicked off a whole world of gaming and connectivity and entertainment. It was the backbone that made it happen in the early days.
That's right. That's right.
And Rod knows, of course. I'm going off piste a little bit here, Rod. But how long have you been in the industry, and from a technical point of view?
Since I was very young, you're
only 25 now, surely.
Yeah, I know. This is what 25 years in the industry has done to me. I've been in certainly with Exertis for 30 years, and you know, work with Develo and you know, in their early days, and I remember very much how entranced and enthused customers were by the idea that they could actually connect stuff into their home routers for the first time.
Yes, amazing. So back to Peter. Clearly, you are gaining traction in the UK as a company since 2004. Where is Develo now?
Well, about 3 years ago, we did release a new product segment called Magic Powerline. And the Magic Powerline allows us to do a lot of things that the predecessor technology wasn't allowing us to do that easily. So now we can go a lot faster over the power line, which kind of keeps up with today's broadband, with today's Wi-Fi experiences and home networking all around the property.
And you are in, I mentioned 19 countries, but I see you all over the place. Europe, Asia, you've got an Asian office, Latin America. USA is coming soon, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just launching currently into the US. So yes, it's you know, it's fast. It's fast expansion. Yeah,
good. That's good. It's always good to hear. Anyway, that's very impressive. I mentioned in my intro that Powerline is the world's fastest. Peter, explain the magic of Powerline. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I did. Our magic in Powerline is that we can go up to speeds of up to 2400 megabits over the Powerline, which for us, that allows you to stream 8K video across your Powerline. It allows you to also couple the Powerline networking with mesh Wi-Fi and Wi-Fi networking all around the property. So that allows you to, you know, really make sure that all the devices that people have got around the property, whether or not it's video doorbells, TVs, smart consoles, games consoles, as Rod just mentioned, and especially, you know, these last few years when everyone's been trying to work from home and study from home, each nook and cranny of the house has needed to have some type of reliable, strong connectivity. The usage, you know, is quite multiple, really.
Bearing in mind we've all been locked down for the last year, I'm guessing, have you had many beating a path to your door to improve their home working?
I think the whole home networking, Wi-Fi networking, IT technology sector has been able to support people a lot more this last year. Thankfully, we've been able to have the products with our supply channels in place. And as I mentioned previously, you know, with people trying to work from home and find every corner, even under the stairs, bedrooms are becoming offices, bedrooms are becoming gyms. You know, the garage is something else. Everybody has just been trying to stretch in line with what the property would allow them to do.
I think it's also important to recognise that we're now entering a sort of phase of the marketplace where outdoors is becoming a lot more important. More importantly, connectivity outdoors is important. You know, as the UK sort of rules towards net zero for carbon emissions, we're seeing smart heat pumps which need to have a connectivity, needs to have connectivity. We have the EV charge points that need connectivity. We have outdoor access points for Wi-Fi cameras and entertainment in the garden. So the market is a lot more for networking than it used to be about being indoors. It's about, you know, encompassing your entire environment nowadays. And it is an essential part of a lot of these new modern renewable or sustainable technologies.
And it's interesting to see how long that's going to go on, Rod, because you know, people, many companies are talking about 3 days working, 2 days off, 2 days working, 3 days off. There's going to be a lot more home working, I think, moving forward, isn't there? Even when we come out of this this lockdown.
Well, it's not just the home working thing. I mean, I think that's a very important consideration. But I mean, if we look at the projections from the government on things like heat pump installations and EV charge point installations, by 2025 there'll be over 500,000 charge points being installed in homes, and by 2028, I believe. 2028. I believe the government's goal is 600,000 heat pumps to be installed per year. So, you know, that's over 1 million outdoor connections that are required, and outdoors presents many challenges. Getting a Wi-Fi signal out there sometimes can be almost impossible, depending on the type of property.
Absolutely, Peter. You mentioned mesh Wi-Fi. Which mesh Wi-Fi features are integrated in Develo's product series?
Well, the good thing is about the mesh Wi-Fi coupled with the power line backbone is that you can kind of like reach places that you wouldn't think you'd be able to reach. Everywhere where there's a plug socket, you can get a great, great mesh Wi-Fi connection.
They say that about Carlsberg, don't they, Peter? It reaches parts that others can't reach.
I wouldn't be known. So the kind of functionality for the mesh Wi-Fi are things like access point steering, fast roaming, band steering. And these are things that allow you to kind of like roam around your property. You know, if you're on the telephone to someone, you can carry on talking to someone. If you've got old Wi-Fi devices and new Wi-Fi devices, and with this I'm talking about the latest smartphone or an older Wi-Fi tablet or a laptop, all of these devices will get some kind of fair connectivity with our mesh Wi-Fi system, and it just creates a lovely bubble all around the property. And the other point is with things like let's say video doorbells or CCTV security cameras, as well as AV and sound systems, being inside the house is one thing, and connecting all those devices together, you know, reliably and, you know, very robustly is one thing. But when you've got Wi-Fi connectivity required on the outside or the extremities of your building and in the gardens, for example, that's when it really pushes the limits of the Wi-Fi network. So a video doorbell, you know, obviously is on the outside of your door. So you really need to make sure it's really a good Wi-Fi network inside the property.
That is interesting. And of course, we live in a competitive world. Tell me what advantages, Peter, does Magic Powerline technology have in comparison to other home working technologies?
Well, because we've got kind of the power line backbone, which can go up to 2400 megabits, as well as the Wi-Fi, a lot of our competitors just have the Wi-Fi element, and the different devices that they're using around the house or the home or the pub or the bed and breakfast or whatever, you know, they're just connecting via Wi-Fi. Whereas if you've got a power line backbone, which is effectively like a skeleton's backbone, you can hook many things off this strong backbone. You can connect to, you know, your TV consoles, plus have mesh Wi-Fi exactly where you want it.
I mean, I'd add to that as well. You know, my area of interest at the moment is the outdoors. Devolo have, for example, a DIN rail power line adapter, which is absolutely perfect for EV charge point installations for things like, you know, pool houses, outdoor saunas, these sorts of things. Where and of course, you know, the outdoor home office shed. What are they called? Offices? But you know, where
call them offices, Rod. That's better.
You know, we call them garden dwellings. But the, you know, getting that signal to the end of the garden, it presents many challenges, and this is where Powerline really comes into its own. Since with a product like the mesh magic product, you can extend using the power cable down to the shed or pool house or whatever the outbuilding actually is, and then provide a Wi-Fi connection within that environment with a simple plug-in device. There's no complicated wiring, there's no complicated setup. It really is just kind of plug in and go. So for you know, as we're seeing with the summer here now, people are starting to live outdoors more. We've got things like outdoor TVs now hitting the marketplace and outdoor speaker systems, and these all require connectivity. That connectivity, that, you know, it used to be called the last mile challenge, but it's probably the last 300 feet challenge nowadays when we're talking about gardens. That's where Powerline really comes into its own. Since you're not trying to extend a signal all the way from the house, you know, into the garden, you can actually place the access point in the garden itself or in an outbuilding in the garden. So, you know, the fundamental Powerline technology we're talking about here is also going to be used in the new EV charge point standard called ISO 11518. And this is the plug-in and go standard. So instead of having to plug your car in and get your RFID card out and tap that for authentication, you just plug the car in, and the authentication takes place using Powerline technology, as well as information like, you know, charge point session data, battery state, and things like that. So yeah, the fundamental Powerline technology we're talking about here has many other applications which are becoming realised nowadays.
Devolo cures weak Wi-Fi. The latest Magic 2 product line packs a double punch. Combining the world's fastest 2400 megabytes per second power line technology with fully functional mesh Wi-Fi. At last, Wi-Fi anywhere. Devolo is available to buy now through Exertis One, your one team for smart installers. Call us now on 01256 378 550.
You talk about ease of fitting, as it were, brings me on to my next question. And as you know, given that we are leaders in print and online products to the AV and home automation industry sector, our audience, of course, are installers, integrators in various sizes, various installs from 50,000 to 2 million, 3 million, etc. What are the benefits of power line systems for said installers and integrators?
Well, from the first stage, I'd say it's very easy. It can be a very easy fail-safe solution for many networking requirements around the properties and the external areas to the properties. Because if you've got a power line connection, most people have got power sockets at the bottom of the garden, at the top of the attic. Therefore, you've effectively got an internet access point or a Wi-Fi access point, if you so wish. The other point is as well, which is quite a variable solution and one to think about, is as broadband itself has got a lot faster, and now we're talking about fibre to the home, we're not just talking about 16 megabit download speeds with, you know, a small connection. We're now talking about 100 to 200 to even a gigabit internet coming, broadband signal coming into the property. You need to make sure that you can get that around the property and share that around the property. So it's good for people, not just users, but installers, to know that whatever the business is or the user has coming into the property, that they've got this fantastic wealth of networking armor almost, so that they can actually put in a 2400 meg network which can deliver as much of that fast broadband coming into the property rather than losing it. A big problem can be bottlenecking that internet coming into the property by having a very weak infrastructure.
I mean, I'd add to that the three principles of time, space and money. A power line can very easily add an extended connection into a home somewhere. Just plug in and go, push a couple of buttons. It all pairs up automatically. You know, a temporary fix or even a permanent fix can be put in place to a signal problem just using power line. Also, when it comes to space, if cable runs are tight, they often are, if there's an existing power cable, you can use that as an extension of the LAN, and it fully integrates into any AV infrastructure that's there because it's all based on the standard sort of 100 base gigabit standards when it comes to the LAN technology. So, you know, that's kind, you know, time is getting things implemented quickly. Space is where there are restrictions and power line can use alternative cabling and money. You can do things quickly. That saves money from an installer's point of view.
Okay, that's interesting, Rod. We're running out of time with this podcast, but before I go, I note that as a company, Devolo has over 100 people in its R&D department, which is phenomenal. Do you have any snippets for us? I'm sure you're going to say no and ask me to sign an NDA or whatever. But do you have any snippets for us of what to expect coming around the corner in the future?
Well, as you mentioned, nearly 45% of our employees are in engineering or in some type of R&D facility. And we do pride ourselves on, you know, making our own technology rather than just using other people's technology. So we kind of have got our own R&D design work and make our own products. We have a roadmap. We have roadmap on power line. We have roadmap on the mesh Wi-Fi and the Wi-Fi standards.
Is that roadmap, Peter, 2 to 3, 5 years down the road?
It is. It is, you know. So currently we've got Magic, which is delivering up to 2400 megs on the power line. We see that, you know, that will extend and expand to be even faster in the next few years with the G.hn power line technology that we're using. Similarly, with the mesh Wi-Fi that we're using, we're currently using what's known as Wi-Fi 5, but we've got Wi-Fi 6, there'll be Wi-Fi 6E, there'll be Wi-Fi 7, and these are kind of industry standard technologies for mesh Wi-Fi. But we can see there's a lot of more on the horizon, let's say, as well as that. Another little tidbit is another subject called Li-Fi. A little bit like Wi-Fi, there's Li-Fi, which actually is kind of a technology using your light. But again, this is just in the future. So these are things that we're looking at for, spreading the goodness and spreading the networking.
Rod, a question for you. Obviously, you've been in the business a long, long time. You're now head of smart tech at Exertis. And as a publisher and exhibition organizer, we can see that you guys are really going for it. you're really looking to make your mark, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Exertis is incredibly well established within the retail and what we call the B2B spaces. We are holding significant market share around the smart tech product portfolio, and this year we launched our Exertis One team with our tagline Exertis One for smart installers, because we absolutely see an opportunity out there for traditional installers, Sparkies and similar, to engage with this fast growing marketplace. I mean, we're seeing in the US, for example, companies now dedicating themselves just to smart doorbell installations. So, you know, we can see this translating across, across the pond to the UK. And Exertis One is there to support the installers who recognise that opportunity, want to engage with this smart technology and the sustainable technologies that are coming down the line, like EV chargers and heat pumps and battery storage systems. And, you know, I will add that the products like Devolo are absolutely critical to that, because they provide that final trusted, reliable connection point that saves installers time and money. So we don't have to run additional cables out to this new sort of sustainable technology. You can just use the power line cable that's there. And that's really what the Exertis One team is about, bringing together all of these key technologies under one team to make it easy for installers to get information, to secure pricing, and obviously to source products as well. So, you know, as well as the team that we have, working normal working hours, so you can call them, we also have our website as well, which we're developing. A lot of work's gone into that recently to upgrade its capabilities. But more importantly, that gives our key installer partners an opportunity to order outside of hours and keep their time, which their billable hours, focused on actually producing products and solutions for customers. So, yeah, that's what Exertis One is about. We're there to support the installers.
And what about general training and support? Do you do training on your premises or outside?
Well, hardly anybody's allowed anywhere at the moment still. But when lockdown ends, we will absolutely be doing carrying out training courses. We've got facilities in Basingstoke, in Stoke. We have them in Harlow and in the north of England as well. But what we're doing in the short term is we're doing lunch and learn sessions with our partners. But we've already run a couple of courses. The feedback from that's been very positive, because this kind of work we're doing for the lunch and learn is really about not looking at the front of the device and talking about bits and bytes, but at the back of the device and looking at the ports and the connection and the physical aspects of the product and how you mount it and those sorts of things.
Mm, very good. Anything to, as far as we're concerned, Rod, I mean, I haven't been in the industry as long as you have, but, anything that can expand the business every which way, the better. We all benefit from the growth.
Absolutely, yeah. And as I said, that's, you know, we're Exertis is very focused on embracing these new products and technologies and market opportunities. As I mentioned, there's a stream of work we have around sustainable technologies that doesn't just apply to Exertis, it applies to the entire DCC group that we're part of. So expect to see more from us on that in the not too distant future. We already have our first EV charge point on board, and we're working to bring the heat pumps and other technologies on board as well soon.
So it's watch this space then, Rod.
Watch this space, yeah.
Well, you guys really know your stuff when it comes to smart networking and connectivity. So that's about time for this podcast, which leads me to say thank you to Peter Huddleston from Devolo. And if you want to contact Peter, Peter, can you just read off your email address if people want to contact you?
Yeah, quite easy. peter.huddleston@devolo.co.uk.
Thanks for your time, Peter. And also a big thank you to Rod Slater from Exertis One. Rod, if you'd like, if the people want to contact you, can you give out your email address, please?
That'll be exertis1@exertis.co.uk, and that will go through to the Exertis One team.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for listening, and keep your ears open for the next in the Essential Install podcast series. Goodbye and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install Magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.